Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In the headlines this morning, Russia calling up 300,000 reservists, Putin threatening to use, and I'll quote here, all the means at our disposal to defend Russia and our people. And he emphasized that Russia has access to various means of destruction. Let's go to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. And Joe, I've read various analysts saying that this is Putin escalating the war, and this is also perhaps a sign of panic. What are you hearing there, and what do you think?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. There's a lot of things moving around in the past 24 hours. The Kremlin has said that they are pushing for referenda in occupied territory of Ukraine starting from Friday. So suddenly they're really moving to have these staged votes claiming that Donetsk and Luhansk, part of Ukraine, are part of Russia. And the thinking is that once these are claimed as Russian territory, if Ukraine continues to push back against that territory with NATO weapons, that would be a declaration of war of NATO against Russia. And so this is coincident with Putin saying mobilizing what he said 300,000. The 300,000, he said, combat veterans. He tried it in the speech. It was a very unusual speech he made on Russian TV. And he doesn't want the Russian people to panic. And so he's saying, I'm only looking for combat veterans, not for students. But clearly this is, clearly he's in a bind and he needs to get more troops. At the same time, he's sort of setting the stage. In the same way, if we remember on a couple of days before February 24th, Putin declared these two regions of Ukraine as independent republics. And that was a pretext for him to be able to move in Russian troops. And now they're working to claim this is actual Russian territory. So there's a lot moving around. Meanwhile, we have the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, including the Russian foreign minister. He was given visa permission to be in New York City. I can't imagine to see someone like that in America. But we have the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, was saying on MSNBC yesterday that we're going to hold the Russians accountable in the International Court of Justice. But I suspect that the Russians don't care about that, and they don't care about this international law and international norms. And so I think we are approaching sort of a new, very tense situation.
The mayor of Kyiv said that this escalation by Putin and what he's saying has launched the processes that will bury him. Is that something that people you talk to think?
I think it's the first thing. I think we have to look back at Russian history in this, because going back to, say, Ivan III, who was the Duke of Grand Muscovy in the 15th century, he declared himself Prince of all Rus, and Rus was a territory that goes from Poland today all the way through Ukraine and Belarus. And this guy in Moscow in the 1400s declared himself without any right to do so as leader of all these people. And ever since then, really, his descendants have been trying to gain more and more territory to their west. Catherine the Great did the same in the 18th century. She ended up conquering a lot of Ukraine. And then the Soviets, obviously, they not only took Ukraine, but then they had their influence as far as Hungary and Czech Republic. And so this has been a constant theme of Russian history. And at Putin, we know that he thinks himself as a new Peter the Great. And so he's not any different from so many of these Russian leaders in the past. And even when we hear of, Ukrainians, and this has been a big topic at the UN General Assembly this week, Ukrainians who have been deported, even Ukrainian children that Russians are sending to Siberia, where they re-educate them. The Soviets did the same exact thing. And I was just talking with a guy who grew up in a family from the Crimean Peninsula, He was born in Uzbekistan in the 80s because his family had been deported from Crimea. And so the Russians are, it's the same thing they've always done. And so, whether or not, I mean, I think we're in a position where we don't know. It's really hard to say if Russia's acting in a position of weakness or not. And that's why this is sort of a scary, it's a new level of scariness right now.
Yeah, I think the scariest thing I heard Putin say is this is not a bluff. He's kind of put himself out there with this, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he, I mean, there's no way, if he wants to stay in power in Russia, you know, he cannot back down here. Yeah. And, you know, and he does have, they have the largest geographical country in the world. So, they, you know, he's got access to immense resources. He does kind of have this friendship with China and even a little bit with India. And so if he's smart and he's a chess player, he's a formidable foe.
Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. And Joseph, we hope for the best for you and the people of Ukraine. We'll talk tomorrow. Hopefully things will remain calm. Thank you very much.